Minor Gold are doing some major things. They are your feature album artists this week on 2SER for their latest release, the awesome Way to the Sun, a thoroughly excellent sun-drenched collection of songs, getting us through the cold of winter, a stripped-back acoustic sound that glows with warmth and clarity. Dan Parsons and Tracy McNeil are Minor Gold, and they join us now on 2SER Breakfast. Good morning to you both.
Hey, Danny.
Thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on being our feature album artist this week on 2SER.
Thank you so much. We're honored. That's so awesome that you're digging the record.
Stoked.
We love the record. Hey, it sounded like a pretty fun time, the making of the record. There's a lot of talk there about barbecues and moonlight swims and all of that.
Yeah, it was all that and more. Pretty much like we're used to kind of like working around the clock in the studio, but Dan Horn, our producer, he's a very chill guy. Like, he knows how to get work done, but he also knows how to like have a good time while doing it. So we kind of took a leaf out of his book.
I'll have to get his number off you, because he's a seasoned producer as well. Dan has worked with a lot of big acts and a lot of artists that you do like yourselves.
Yeah, he's got a good pedigree going there. Yeah, he's worked with like Chris Robinson Band and Beachwood Sparks and Apache. Like, Dan's tastes are quite wide in his like listening to music and whatnot, but like the people the name that he's made for himself has certainly come from that kind of West Coast cosmic Americana kind of sound. So yeah, he's tapped into that pretty good.
So that was like Southern California that you recorded it?
Yeah, we were in Glendale, suburb of Los Angeles, at his new studio home, kind of up in the hills. And pool out the back and studio downstairs. And we were only there for, I think, 5 days. And then we went back. That was in July. And then we went back for another 2 days. So 7 days, It was done and dusted. Fastest record we've ever made.
Oh, that's really, really awesome. And you must be so proud with how it's turned out. It's a really, really lovely album.
Thank you.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, we are proud of it.
As well you should be. And you'll be doing a big tour starting in September, playing all around the place. Now, is it a couple of shows that you're doing here in Eora, Sydney?
Yeah, well, actually, we've just had a new show added, which is exciting. So November 1st is a new show we've got with Emily Rose and Porch Couch from Canada, and that's going to be in the Northern Beaches.
Oh, wow.
And that's November 1 at Evergreen. Yeah, Evergreen Music. And then our Dulwich Hill is November 2nd. We're playing the Butcher's Brew Bar. And
beautiful.
That's our big Sydney show in Dulwich Hill on November 2nd. And that'll be two sets from us and, launching the album there. So, yeah, November 2nd.
What's the live setup? Is it just the two of you? You get a bit of a backing band happening?
We're not going to go as far as to have a backing band, but I think it'll mostly be the two of us with maybe a couple of guests if we're lucky enough to wrangle them for certain cities.
Excellent. So how did you two meet?
Well, we met actually in Melbourne about 10 years ago now. Tracy had a great band, and people who know us will know that she had a band called Tracy McNeil and the Good Life. And when she was launching a record back in 2015, or 2014 rather, her guitar player at the time couldn't do the launch. So having played with the drummer in Tracy's band a couple of times before, I got the call and went to play and fill in. And the fit was just so good, so natural. Our voices worked really well and our musical sensibilities were like lined up. And that just became like a really kind of a powerful little group for a while there. And yeah. When COVID hit, we kind of decided to try to write some songs together, and thus Minor Gold was born. But it wasn't really born from like a songwriting place initially. It was born from playing together in a band.
That's a really cool organic evolution there for the band, and I imagine that is sort of something that still really speaks and informs how you continue to write your songs.
For sure. I mean, we've sung together since 2014, so our voices right off the bat we're really locked in and complementary, just kind of naturally. But we also know each other so well, you know, we've been working together, playing together, and now obviously we're life partners. So, you know, we're together 24/7, and I think that really allows us to glue, yeah, vocally, musically, our tastes are aligned. And yeah, it was a really nice fit when we finally got to start collaborating as writers and see what we could do that was different to outside of our solo material. So it's been a really great journey. And we've been, my goodness, on the road since 2023. We've done a lot since our first record. We're just endlessly on the road together in North America, Europe, UK, and it's been a crazy year. We have no home. We're living on the road.
Well, I mean, it seems like a pretty good life. Shout outs to your old band, Tracy, that we used to play your songs. We used to play Highway Girl and I Want to Know and Match to a Rock and all of that. So I tell you what, seeing as we've had such a close association with both of you over the years, when you do come to Sydney, any chance we might be able to get you here in the 2SER studios?
We'd love that.
For sure. Be great.
And I'm glad that you self-admitted the whole life partner thing. I didn't know if you were getting a sort of Fleetwood Mac thing happening there with the band at the moment. been in Southern California too long.
That's right.
I don't know who could be in a van together 24 hours a day touring across North America and not be partners. You'd either kill each other or I don't know what would happen, implode. But yeah, we're pretty lucky that we can do this lifestyle and it's letting us see the world in ways we never could have imagined. So pretty grateful.
Well, it is a beautiful, beautiful record. It is, of course, available on vinyl. We've got a copy of it that we want to give away to 2SER subscribers. You can go into the running to win that by sending us an email, win@2ser.com. But for other people who are wanting to cop the album, whether on digital, is the Minor Gold Bandcamp the best place to go to?
Absolutely. That's right. And we've signed that copy for you. So it's a signed copy for both of us because we're back in the hood now. So, we're good luck to whoever wins that. And you could jump on our website, minorgoldmusic.com or our Bandcamp and grab vinyl or CD or anything else.
We have some new shirts too, which are pretty cool.
Mm. They are. They're there via the Bandcamp as well. People said to me that I should get one of these shirts for, they said they recommended the Minor Gold T-shirts to me. And I said, oh, why are they a good shirt? And they said, yes, they are a good shirt. And also, put a shirt on.
Yeah.
So get one of them.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Bandcamp's the place to go to get all the stuff, the music, the merch, and our tickets for our tour are on minorgoldmusic.com.
Tracy McNeil, Dan Parsons, a.k.a. Minor Gold, congratulations on your new album, Way to the Sun, being the feature album this week on 2SER. I will put the dates up for when you're going to be in town there on the 2SER website for people wanting to clear out their calendar at the moment. It's November 2nd at Butcher's Brew in Dulwich Hill. And the November 1st show, the recently announced November 1st show, where was that one happening again?
That's at Greenwich Music, and it's not officially – Evergreen. I can't read. It's Evergreen Music in Northern Beaches. We don't have the full details yet. It's not announced yet, but we know that it is confirmed and it's happening. So,
well, you've got a bit of time up your sleeve. And that'll it'll give us enough time to clean up the studios before you come and visit us.
We'd love to come see you. That'd be great.
You better be spotless, Tim.
I'll try and install a pool in the back of the place in the meantime as well, so it's a bit more comfortable.
We're going to expect some snags as well. So
don't worry, it's coming your way. Dan and Tracy, aka Minor Gold, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Danny.